TFW Mobile.
AO4CEF Mobile and on Echo Link. Good morning, Ken.
Andrew, how come you're on Echo Link?
I decided to drive the wife's car since diesel fuel is getting them over $5 a gallon. I rode over to Columbia or Camden this weekend, and man, it was $5 and some change. I'm like, God almighty. So I just decided it's time to start driving the wife's car.
I still believe I'd take me a Mag Mountain, bend the antenna, and stick it on the license plate and see if it worked.
No, I'll be honest, I hadn't tried it yet because I've been enjoying driving my truck, but you know, I think it's time I do something. I'm gonna have to start driving this stupid car.
When I know the feeling, you got to do what you got to do, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I was hoping diesel would come down, but I read an article yesterday. Of course, they were still talking about the diesel fuel shortage, so. Supposedly that's getting worse. Who knows? I don't know if that's it or what, but it's getting old. I know that much.
Ain't getting any better in the next year, anyway.
That doesn't sound like it. I don't know. We were talking about how countries are starting to fight over tankers and stuff like that, where a couple of them had been rerouted from wherever to the United States to try to get more fuel, and you know, supposedly this whole diesel crisis, we're running out of diesel fuel.
Man, out, we'd be in a world of shape, wouldn't we?
Oh yeah, I mean it's one thing after the other. We can't just get through and not have a crisis on our hands.
For TFW, yeah, no diesel would only stop what, the trains and the trucks.
Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure what boats run off of, so who knows how that would affect that. I mean, you got your barges on your Mississippi that can't move because the Mississippi's drying up. Like I said, it's one thing after the other. There's hardly nothing good to read about lately.
For somebody to get in there, I thought I heard somebody.
Good Matt. Morning, Andrew. KA3JCA and KA4JCA.
Good morning, Richard. KO4CEF. How are you doing this morning?
Fine there. Sally's all raring to go for work. She got a chuckle out of you calling your wife's car stupid. So she's like, he shouldn't do that. And Ashley's changed jobs. She's going to work downtown in Greenville this morning, and so she'll be leaving, and she'll be working weekly now from 8 till 5.
Oh, man, we got a Mustang here beside me. He's got a lot more money for fuel than anything. He can't stay out of the throttle.
Big deal. Yeah. The bad part is, Richard, I pay the lease on the car. It's one through work, and I mean, it's a nice car. I hate driving it. I'd rather drive my truck, but I sure wish I could work at 8 to 5, but then I wouldn't want to be there at 5 whenever it's all over with.
I'm sorry. It'd be Kilo Victor 4-H Ray Whiskey, KV 4-HW, rolling toward northbound towards Gaffney. Good morning, everybody.
KN4-TFW.
Good morning, KA3-JCA.
Morning, KO4CEF here on Echo Link.
HF this weekend, first time in about 3 weeks, and that, man, the conditions were really good.
Did you say you went to the mountains?
HF on the radio.
Okay. 10 meters was booming yesterday. I mean, there were so many contacts on going off. I mean, it was crazy. I was surprised, but I wasn't really wanting to do anything then. I tried to get on later that evening, and holy cow, I mean, the noise level was just outrageous. I don't know what happened.
You know, I didn't have any noise at all, and that I didn't find any noise at all.
I hadn't been on there any, but I seen on Facebook where they said 10 meters has really been popping the last couple of weeks.
I had never really made any contacts on 12, and I made 3 or 4 contacts on 12. I got Ireland and Spain and Italy all on 12 meters.
I think since I've been a ham, I think I may have made 2 contacts on 12 in my whole lifetime, so that's pretty good, I think.
I didn't hear anybody on 12, but man, it was wide open. And the funny part about it is I don't have a 12 meter in antenna ham stick. It's in the shed. I didn't have a spot to put it, so one of the others must be able to tune in on 12.
At least it's working. That's all that matters at the end of the day. But yeah, I was surprised at how wide open the bands were. But I think I got on it. It was either 6, 7 p.m. something like that, and the noise level was through the roof. I thought it was crazy. I get on some bands and it would just, my scope would be orange. It'd be so much noise on it. I mean, you can back it down some, but I just figured I'd get on off and do something else.
For me, it's like a S5, the noise, but I mean, it was maybe a 1, maybe a 2. I never even noticed it.
The next day or so, I had to try 10 and 12 out myself. I got a Serio 2016 10, 11, 12 meter antenna. Be interested to see how that works at 12 meters.
Yeah, the country's on 10 meters, but I couldn't get back to them. There was too many pushing too much power.
I've got some power, but I kind of like to treat it like four-wheel drive. It's there if you need it, but you need to try it without it first to see if you're going to get stuck, going to need it.
You're absolutely right. Yeah, I mean, I made it to the other side of the world on 100 watts, so I just can't understand why you need more than that.
4 HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Patrick. KO4CEF.
GFW.
Good morning, Patrick. KA3JCA with KA4JCA.
Kilo Victor 4 H-Ray Whiskey.
Hey, everyone. And Damon, it was good to meet you face-to-face this weekend.
Really good to meet you Saturday. A little nippy out there. I hope that if that's your first time being there, I hope that don't scare you off. I was really shocked last year and the year before and all that. Well, the year before we didn't have it because of COVID, but before then, it's been a good little ham fest, but it didn't turn out as good as I was hoping it would yesterday. I mean, Saturday. It wasn't near as good as it's been in the past.
Good time, just a small group and getting to meet everybody. So I had a good time.
Hot dogs.
Did we ended up eating a couple hot dogs before we left?
I tell you what, that chili was spot on.
Anything good besides hot dogs, Patrick?
Good thing. Good radios, good show, and just wasn't a whole lot of people, but I mean, anymore, it's hard to tell what's going to show up. So I don't know, and it was like Damon said, it was pretty chilly when we got there.
Patrick, there's another one coming up that's a pretty decent ham fest in the past. Now, I can't speak for this year. A lot of them I've been to this year has fizzled out, not as good, but they redone the date because of the hurricane. So it's going to be Rock Hill, and Rock Hill will be the 12th, I think it's the 12th. It's the second Saturday of November up at Rock Hill Little Church. And that's always has been a good little show.
I'll have to see what I can do about making it down. There's another one in Georgia coming up that I've heard some people talking about too, isn't there?
Yeah, it's a Friday and Saturday show. Matter of fact, it's next Friday. Not this Friday coming, but the next, and I'm off. And I'll be going down to it. Friday about lunchtime, it comes to life. Rest of Friday and all day Saturday. And it's a dang good little show.
Dad.
Stone Mountain. It's right before you get to Atlanta. Stone Mountain, Georgia. Lawrenceville, Georgia is the county, I guess you'd call it. But it ain't a Shelby. But if the weather's nice and it turns out the way it's been in the past, it's like a mini Shelby. It's a round, kind of like a round road circle. I think I have it at the fairgrounds down there. I think that's what that is, fairgrounds or like a arena or something under there. But they have it like in a big circle and walk on pavement. It's a little mixture of grass, gravel, and pavement both. But Friday's not as neat as Saturday. Saturday is when that thing really comes to life on Saturday morning.
Might see if the wife's got any plans or anything going on that weekend. But somebody else go ahead and pick it up.
I was thinking I'm going to have to check out that one in Georgia. That'd be a nice road trip. Plus, if you're near Stone Mountain, you could actually go by and see it. I don't know how much it costs to get in, but that might be a little fun road trip.
You get $10 if you sell it, but that's usually the last ham fest of the year. Well, I call it the last ham fest of the year, but because of the storm and all that, it actually postponed Rock Hill. So Rock Hill's the next weekend, and that wipes pretty well everything out to 1st of February, I think. The next ham fest to be coming up, and I think that'd be Greenwood, South Carolina, would be the next one after that.
Yeah, the Stone Mountain Ham Fest is showing it's the Saturday the 5th and 6th only. Nothing about Friday this year. It's Saturday from 8 to 4 and Sunday from 8 to 2.
Hey, I copy that. Well, maybe I was wrong, yeah, but that may have changed. It used to be Friday and Saturday, but it really didn't come to life to Saturday, but that'd be good to know, too.
Sales, if you buy them now, are $8. People that are 16 and under are free. If you buy them at the gate, it's $10, and tailgating is $15.
Everything else, they had to go up. Everything else is going up.
Try to remember that ham fest, but gentlemen, I am pulling into the parking lot, so it is that time for me. Y'all be safe out there on the road, and Richard, I hope you have a good day. I guess you're going to enjoy a quiet house, ain't you, possibly, but anyway, y'all have a good one. 73KO4CEF, and I'll be clearing your five.
Andrew, KO4HK.
73,
Andrew, have a good one. KN4TFW.
73, Andrew, KA3JCA. Kilo Victor 4H, Ray Whiskey. Ken, I guess you heading to Lubrizol this morning?
Yeah, I'm about to jump on here in the interstate about one more mile at the 66.
Far behind you. I'm coming up on the 66 this morning. See the Spartanburg westbound Welford sign right here on the 66. 1 mile.
You'll probably pass me because I don't get in no hurry.
No hurry neither. It's at 60, so we might just be running neck to neck this morning.
Okay, it's for JCA. Well, looking at the vendors and exhibitors that have been confirmed so far, they have 17 vendors and exhibitors for the Stone Mountain Ham Fest.
On
DMR about it, but I'm looking at it now. There's it's called ABR Industries. Of course, the ARRL is going to be there. Chat Radio, Gold Metal Ideas, Ham Radio Outlet, Ham World, ICOM. There's something called Leather for You, North Georgia GMRS, One of a Kind Beads, Paradigm Radio, 1807 Engineering, the Sign Man, the Wire Man, Tower Electronics, UDK LLC, and Wild Sage Jewelry, KA3JCA.
Boneyard out there where everybody's going to be selling out the flea market area.
I like going to walk through the, see what people have to sell, but just to run across people that you haven't seen or talked to in a while and just kind of visit that way.
Guys, I'm coming up on the black hole.
Capable of making the jump?
Henry, what that frequency is?
Yep, 147-285.